Okay, you could certainly change the quit handling under X so that it drained the X queue of events whenever it checked for quit. This sort of thing is already done in detect input pending, but it wouldn't actually change the behavior under X because when an expose event is retrieved, it's not acted upon immediately, but instead it causes a magic event to be generated so that the expose event is processed synchronously. Whereas it looks like you're acting upon a WM paint as soon as you get it. I'm not sure I understand your comment about starting a window resize, though. Under X, what happens in this circumstance is that the window manager grabs the server so that as soon as XEmax starts to try to do anything related to X, it will block. And I imagine the same thing might be going on here with regard to the Windows shell. As for deleting windows and such during quit call, this could easily cause XEmax to crash, or at least it's possible because you could have the quit happen at exactly the wrong time, and a garbage collection could happen right at that point. And there are places in the XEmax C code where the windows and buffers and other permanent objects are in GCProt, and the assumption that they don't go away that easily. You could also possibly make this happen by deleting such objects from a pre-GC hook or an asynchronous timer, for example, but you'd have to really work at it.